We're talking the BET Awards 2017 recap, and Stevie Hearts is in the building. Put your heart into it. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. That's where I'm on. Watch it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
This shit was so hot. Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. We're coming in very Mariah Carey today, nonchalant, we don't care, technical difficulties, whatnot. Hey,
yo.
Your boy Jesse.
You already know though.
You didn't want to say your name?
No, because they already know though.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Unfortunately, our queen to be could not be here, but that's fine. We just saw this video of Mariah Carey trying to sing this song, and then she's just in the middle of it, felt like not singing it, and then blow a little whistle tune. Go ahead, Miss Carey. You better do that. Now we're live in studio with family. We got Stevie Hearts in the building.
Hey, hey. All you gotta do is put your heart in it, man.
Hey, what up, though?
What's the deal, y'all?
Yo, thank you for coming through. Always swagged out.
Thank you for having me,
got
brother.
The rocks by Stevie.
Man.
And you made this jacket.
Yes. Just prototype samples, you know, trying to get it right, you know.
I love it.
Man.
Always swagged out.
I appreciate
so
you, man.
That was so unique. All right, so we're going to premiere a video today, LA Hoes.
Yes, we are. We are long awaited. Everybody on my Instagram is probably really ready for this.
Yes. But before we get into that, we must talk about the BET Awards. It's 2017,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, so this was supposed to be a really big year. It was a really big year on Twitter because they dragged the hell out of the award show, calling it the Source Awards.
Oof. Yeah, that's the lowest of the low.
That
you
know is? I mean?
Do you remember the Source Awards, y'all?
I used to like the Source Awards.
Right, before they got canceled for shooting.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
The lowest of the low, y'all.
I guess.
What was the other one? It was the Source Awards and then...
Soul Train Awards.
No, it was another ratchet. It was like this I loved the Soul Train Awards, though.
They
you remember
some,
when Destiny's Child performed Survivor in the Army
they had
outfits?
Some good years and some off years, the Soul
Centric
Train
Awards. Are you talking about that?
I don't know. Source Awards. It was another hip-hop... Maybe I'm thinking of the hip-hop awards show. I don't know. But whatever. Yeah. So they were calling it the Source Awards because there was just a lot of things that were just... A lot of technical difficulties were happening. So this year they had Leslie Jones host.
Yes.
Which I was actually really excited about until I saw her. And I was watching it and I was just like, not the platform for you.
Yeah.
It just didn't gel the way I thought it was going to gel. It should have been more skits, I think.
Yeah, instead of stand-up.
I'm going to tell you who I think should have hosted. I think TT and her friend... you know, Quay. Blame It on Quay, who plays his character is TT. Mm-hmm. Him and the other girl who does skits. I'm not sure what her name is, but them two. I think they would have been great hosts. Honestly,
I don't know
if it's
like the BET Awards.
If
like,
we're talking skits,
new?
If we're talking, it
I think they
skittish,
could do a skit.
Yeah, I think it would have been great for them.
Bring Monique back. I'm sorry. There hasn't been a better host since Monique. Like
everything.
No shade. Jamie Foxx came out and tried to host his one award that he was giving out, and I'm just like, I don't know, I just like really have this thing about when celebrities show up at award shows with their kids and like the celebrities all decked out and your kids look like you just picked them up from like their stepmom or something like from Tom's Burger like in the parking lot. Like I'm just like, did they just come on stage?
So those were his kids?
Yo, I'm like and the one girl was looking at her like, Dad, why are we here right now? but whatever, either or, shout out to Leslie Jones. I mean, you did what you did, and it was entertaining. It reminded me of like the year Russell Brand did the MTV VMAs. I just wrong platform. But let's talk about some of these performances, which again, we live in a day of mediocrity. And
yes.
I'm sorry, when you're performing for these award shows, like, this is a moment in time. This is like, you gotta put it together, like, baby. Trey Songz.
I was thinking that.
I love you. Like, I loved. I don't know where I stand with you right now. Like, I feel like it's like one of those situations where I'm like in the middle of like deciding if I'm gonna break up with my boyfriend or not. And I think I need to break up with Trey Songz.
I feel it.
Because I can't continue to keep hearing stories about you in the press, about you and these women, right? That's fine. You want to be the playboy. But you got to sing. You got to actually, like, give me the performance. And if every time you're performing, you cracking, going through puberty, I'm just like, Trey.
I just don't connect with his music really much anymore. He's just talking about the same stuff.
Wake up in my bed.
I just don't connect to it anymore. I was a fan, though.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
I don't have a problem with his music. I just have the I don't have a problem with anything, but I think that he could take performance much more seriously. Yeah. Mm. It seems like I can smell his insecurity while he's performing.
Mm.
I can smell the lack of confidence in his performance.
That's real.
Mm. And for him to be doing it this long, he shouldn't have that.
I can agree.
Speak on it. We got Mary J and ASAP Rocky. She's saying Set Me Free and Love Yourself. Love you, Mary. You looked beautiful. You looked amazing. You came out with that silver with the chains just weighing you down, honey. But you out the relationship, so you shouldn't have chains on. You should be free. But your vocals didn't sound free. Not that, you know what I mean, anyone's ever going to a Mary J concert to like hear a Beyonce performance, but it was just, I don't know what was going on. There was no tea or no something in the back for some of the vocal performances.
You didn't like it?
Mary been crying. Even though she said she's not going to cry, she been crying.
But she writes her best music at these times because that song is popping.
I can appreciate the strain.
Yeah, the struggle.
I can appreciate the gritty. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If it sounded like crying gritty, I don't know. Big Sean, he did a medley. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I think it was kind of...
It seemed rushed.
Okay. It seemed, as far as how he had the doubles with people just like him, I thought that was kind of creative. And he was doing a little choreography for a rapper.
And that's what I was here for, because, all right, take it to another thing.
Yes.
But why I say it was rushed is because it was off, like, it was off with, like, the back dancers, and it was just kind of like, when was this just thrown together? Like, but I get it. It's, like, swaggy to be like, hey, I just showed up in a hoodie and a hat. Mm-hmm. Since what's-his-name did it all the time. Not Tory Lanez.
Bryson Tiller?
Boom.
Got it.
Obviously, everyone was super excited for the new edition performance.
And friends.
Awesome. And friends. But it was probably Escape that took home the cake.
Yeah.
That was...
life, but I think everybody...
They looked amazing.
Even the audience. Everybody had their phones out. Like, everybody was singing. It was straight nostalgia.
It absolutely was. And just, like, the fact of they all looked amazing. Mm-hmm. They all came out, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you kind of get scared when the group comes together. Like, are they going to hit the notes? Are they going to perform the medley? You know what I mean? It wasn't 1994. Right. But I mean,
it was solid.
It was solid. It was cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
What y'all think?
You just wanna do what you want.
I really wanted them to. But I mean, for me, where it was, and I think it was just an expectation thing. Because I think that, like I was saying, I think the biggest performance for them, they're saving it for Essence Festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wanted tonight. I needed that. Like, we got the cute little clip, and it was like, okay. But now it's the BET Awards. Like,
yeah,
I'm ready. I'm here. Me and my family. He's watching. Like. Yeah. Can we all harmonize at home with you? Because you know when you hear that song, everyone in the room
everybody
starts harmonizing.
Yeah.
But we got Tamar, which was another big...
she's a great vocalist.
Great vocalist.
Yeah. She's one of the best, I feel, female vocalists of the time
of the
right
generation,
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can agree.
I would give
her
that
agree.
Too.
Yeah.
The performance, very Tyler Perry
play. Very play.
Theatrical.
And I was so...
It worked, though.
I was sitting in there like, who are these women in the red?
Hair all over her face.
It's Tamar.
Well, okay. Yeah. Then when we got to that, it was like, ooh, girl, you been watching Britney videos or something? Slave to the music? But shout out to her, because she dropped her video for that as well. Which we'll play that. Then we got into some awards. Mm-hmm. Best Female Hip Hop Artist has been the conversation that we've been talking about for probably the half past year.
Yeah.
Between all the new hip hop artists that are emerging. So the category is always kind of fucked, because for the past 7 years, Nicki Minaj has won it.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it was Missy Elliott. And I'm just like, what are the credentials to getting into an award nomination for the year.
Right. I've always wanted that,
did
too.
Missy win, or she just got nominated?
No, just nominated. The winner was Remy Ma.
You know, she's been doing a lot, though. Mm-hmm. Missy has been producing on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff, you know?
But what did she get nominated on? For I'm Better? For her single? Or what was the nomination?
No, it's just hip-hop art. It's like they just say, who are female MCs? Let's take these ones, and then that's
But I thought they have to have
I thought they were current.
Right?
Yeah.
So she had I'm Better, but I mean, to me, like, to say the best, you're just going off of her old catalog. Because I'm Better was cute.
Yeah.
But then 6 months later, she releases the I'm Better remix, which was meh. And I'm just like,
I thought she had more than that recently.
No, yeah. I'm Better.
She just had a sick
only
video. Was that I'm Better?
That was I'm Better.
Yeah.
And
that
then
video,
the
that video was what got her in that nomination.
Yep. That was straight old school Missy.
Yes.
All
that video is what did it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was her, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma.
Now, what was Remy Ma on there for? For Project Plot, though, with Fat Joe?
So, yeah, because she was also up for Best Group.
I mean, well, was that what it's called? Project Plot, though?
Plato y Pantanos.
Y'all talking about that song
that
they did?
Yeah, that's what it is. Excuse me. Plato y Plamo, whatever it is. Project Plot,
though. Remy Ma's been very active, though.
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
She has been working.
Yeah.
I mean, she won the award, so.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. And it's interesting she did. But, I mean, I guess, yeah, today this would be the year of any year. She's had Love and Hip Hop. She's had All the Way Up. She had, was All the Way Up this year or the last year?
That was a mix of both.
Yeah. Because I think it came out last year, but the album came out this year.
It lasted. Right, the life of it was in here. And then, you know, she kind of won a beef. Did she win a beef?
She did.
Yeah, in her mind. Yeah.
In her mind.
Lyrically, I think so.
Lyrically, yeah, I would say that.
The two songs, you know?
Well, the one, we don't speak about the second one.
But
we want to keep her career on a high.
I'm here for Remy, though. I'm here for the war. She definitely deserved the accolades, you know what I'm saying? So now put out an album, your own. We need a project
for
Remy. Yeah, I want a project.
One with Papoose, that's it.
No, Fat Joe?
No, absolutely not. Love Fat Joe, but you already did it. You already did it. We've been seeing it. There ain't going to be a better one than, you know what I mean? Come on. Just you, girl. I'm rooting for you. Give it to me.
All
right. So speaking of female hip-hop artists, Miss Cardi B dropped my favorite song of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, Bodak Yellow.
That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who ain't fond of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months. What bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes. Don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. Bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel
Cardi
like
B,
a lake.
Bodak Yellow. I'm like, okay. I think this is the single.
Yeah.
I think we've seen her mixtape game, but I think she's finally.
Yeah.
Man, that accent on that Kodak flow is kind of cool, like nostalgic a little bit. Like
yeah,
she's doing
that
Florida flow, but with a foreign accent.
Yep.
Awesome.
She got it. And this video's lit.
The
visuals is lit.
So what's Bodak Yellow?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I asked the same thing earlier. I'm like, okay, so was it like a blood crip, like kind of a diss thing? But I'm like, Kodak is not spelled with a C.
But she says she gives props to the Bloods in here.
But I think, you know, Kodak recently just said he don't deal with black girls. He only deal with yellow bones or something like that. It was something like he don't like dark-skinned black girls
or
something.
And it's called Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
So it could be a diss against Kodak Black.
Yep.
And yellow, okay.
You can't fuck with me.
That might be what it is, because that's a big thing. Is how Kodak said he don't like black girls.
Yo, if Cardi B comes out here and starts sniping these dudes Fox like this? Bah, 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 bah. Yeah. Let's just that's the announcement. That's what's happening. Mm. Cardi B got beef with Kodak Black.
You heard it here first.
Okay. I'll take the blame. We won't put it on you and your artistry.
That's crazy.
Love you. All right, so let's get into. I want to get into this one. So we talked about Tamar and doing her performance. So she just literally, like, I don't know what happened last night, but from midnight last night to right now, everyone just decided to drop videos. So here's Tamar Braxton's "My Man."
Mm. Wow. I swear this is a Toni Braxton song. Tony could have told us that.
Tony would have worked.
So completely right by your side. Tony's still with Baby?
No, she's with Birdman.
That's what I'm talking about, Baby. Uh-huh.
You're kind of lost, man.
I think Babyface.
No, I'm not lost at all.
I don't want any trouble.
I love her.
Well, how's this for your trouble?
One, three, or three.
Girl, what'd you watch? Feud on FX or something? Joan Crawford? That's so shady. He's looking at the text.
Okay, why he laying with her? Ooh.
She ain't sleep though. She seen that. Tamar Braxton, my man.
I'm here. I love
who ever did her hair in this video? Go ahead, girl.
Look nice.
Looking real cute. And I'll say that because Queen ain't here. Speaking of good hair and family, we got to get into this next video. I'm so excited and super proud of my baby girl. All right, so it is Kendall Lake, a dear friend of ours here at BHL The Beat. And she just dropped it with J. Ray. She's been talking about it. We played the song before, but the visual is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Kendall Lake, Hero.
We had nowhere to go and nothing to lose. You were my light, oh, was your fire. And what a place you took me higher. And it hurts when I think we broke a promise. A promise. It's in your eyes, you're lying. When you say you don't love.
Can I get three cheers for your clarity? Ain't got no tears for the remedy, cause now you are the enemy. So funny how it went this way. Well, fly me to Superman.
Call me.
When it is you think you can.
Better yet,
all I need is an honest man. So take a look in my eye and say goodbye. Cause on the scale of one to man, you're zero. It's in your eyes, you're lying. When you say you don't love me.
Kendall Lake, J. Ray, Hero. If you guys ever get a chance to see Kendall in performance, like, she's so turned up.
Yeah,
like,
situation.
Rock star.
That's bad.
Oh, and live, she be hitting the note, like, yes.
That was awesome. It.
All right, let's talk about it now. Stevie Hart. All right. So what you been up to? I haven't seen... I mean, so I saw you actually... Because I haven't seen you in a while. We see each other at, like, events and stuff. But you're always, like, you know what I mean? We're always running around in our mind, or you're always, like, making a necklace or something. but the last time I saw you was at the Unplugged.
Yes.
L.A.
Yes. At the Mark, right?
Downtown, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, which obviously you're a part of, what was the group again?
Tough Crowd Entertainment.
And
yes.
it was like a poetry night, poetry slam night, and mm-hmm. like, I was just blown.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah, tell me about
it. It was amazing. Like, I just have so many new people in my phone that I'm like, oh my gosh, and just so much content. How did you get involved with them?
Well, I actually auditioned for a movie. A film called Concrete Jungle, mm-hmm. and by written and directed by Hala Williams, which is the CEO and founder of Tough Crowd. After I landed the role in the film, he invited me to come and check out his entertainment group. He said he got a whole bunch of people they put on shows and do a lot of stuff. He think I would be good. Come along and check it out. So I went to one of the parties that they had. And when I got in there, it just felt like home.
Brother,
like,
when you walked in there and walked up them, I was like, of course. Like, it was just like, of course he knows them. Like, that's when I think of the type of people Stevie would be hanging out with. Yep, right here. Like, it was just so supportive and love and like.
That's beautiful.
It was everything. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a collective of, you know, writers, producers, filmmakers, artists, singers, poets, like everybody does kind of everything. Dancers.
And they all come, show up, support each other, like scream beautiful. To the top of their lungs. Yeah. Like it was everything.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my God, I missed out, y'all. I'm mad.
We did, so Tough Crowd, everybody in Tough Crowd put together a mixtape called The Era. Oh. So it's all 90s music stuff.
Wait, was that like a clip of what they kind of showed?
Well, that was just a mashup. Okay. What they did was just to, you know, make everybody feel familiar, get them on their feet with songs they love, you know what I mean? But what we did this time was take, you know, I think it's 12, 90 songs, and everybody is featured and redid it. You know, Jai's on the project. I'm on one of the songs and stuff. So we're going to actually be performing all of them with Unplugged at the same spot July 19th.
Okay, so we'll have to get you guys all in here and do like a little slam with them because that'll be popping.
Okay.
But what have you been working on right now? So we're gonna have this video, but like, what's kind of been going on in your mind right now with the music?
Okay, with music, I am working. I'm about to release my sophomore album.
Okay. Because it's the beat, I'm gonna get unprofessional here. So is this the album that you let me listen to after Dash Radio, with that like cosmic kind of sound?
Yes.
Oh my, y'all.
Yes. This is it.
Y'all.
I forgot about that night. But
like, when I tell you, we've heard Stevie for like a few years now. Yeah. Like, when I tell you this is like how I just said that with Cardi B, like, everyone has their, like, their art, right? But then there's one piece of art that you put out and it kind of takes you to that next
level.
Era of life. And that's exactly what I said when me and Nicolette heard that song in that car.
Respect, man. Yeah, so Heart to Heart, you know, I was planning to release end of July, but we had to do a little postponing due to some other, you know, things that came in between. So I'm thinking maybe October.
Okay.
But it's done. It's ready. We're about to shoot visuals for everything. I go a little deep on things.
Yeah, please.
So Heart to Heart, what it is, it's a conversation between your material self and your spiritual self.
Mm.
So the whole thing is about you honestly being real with yourself about your current state of things and not believing false selves, not believing different egos that you might put on. So the whole heart-to-heart thing, I have interludes from my dad. He's a lecturer and speaker.
Oh, I need this project.
And I have about like 6 different interludes with him talking about like consciousness, alignment, you know, just different things that people need to hear about trusting and everything, you know. So it should be, I want it to feel like a good day of church when you listen to it.
Mm. Oh, I need this.
Oh, you're not like on like the just like it's just really, like the sound is
October,
so different.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready to receive.
So the project gonna be done? Ready.
Project is done.
Okay.
I asked my partner today, like, hey, should I add this song? She's like, no, it's done. It's done. So I'm like, okay. You know, I guess it is done. But, you know, I kind of got the next 2 to 3 projects done already. So
working.
Yeah, so it's about to be, y'all about to see a lot of action from Stevie.
For sure.
In the releasing way.
Okay.
So now, L.A. Hoes, let's take a look at this video.
Okay.
Give us a little setup for it.
Well, L.A. Hoes, this is my 5th video from my last album.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed by Darian Scott. It's featured by Grammy Award winning Stephen Russell Hartz, who actually produced the record. And who is my father, so my dad's in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just fun for us all to enjoy and make. I want to bring joy to everybody watching it.
Boom, take a look.
All you gotta do is put your heart in it, right?
Come on, Friday.
So all you gotta do is put your heart in it, right? Love. Don't mind me, I'm on my L.A. shit. And you won't find me without a L.A. chick. They all ride beams, you can tell they rich. They need some old 5Z, cause you can tell they lit. It's the belly of the beast or the city of angels. Temporary freaks in the city of change. She showed up, acting like she ready to go up. 5 minutes later, now she telling me slow up. Young heart, a nigga owned it. Young boss, and I'm a bust at it. Better get a gun law. It ain't no trust in it, we just having fun, dawg. So let's have some fun. We getting money, they waiting on the cash to come. You flexing, I bet that you can have you one. She fine, she got the body, she'll have you spun. Ain't seen her in a minute with her ass for fun.
Ain't nothing like them L.A. hoes, them condo hoes, them Gardena hoes.
Jacket.
Ain't nothing like them L.A. hoes, them Carson hoes, them Inglewood hoes.
Up all your time. Tell me, shawty, what's your sign? And if your heart is not intact, I pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. I'm back on the scene, racks in my jeans. I spend it all. Tell me what you need. Sit back in your seat, make the roof go poof. Relax in the breeze. You do so boof, and you so true. The devil is the lie, and you the living proof. Say I should be the one, and he should get a deuce. I've been trying to get at you for a long time. Might have been a little late, now it's on time. One more than nine, for sure dime. I'm trying to know you a little better. I'm trying to show you a little pleasure. Just give me some time and you'll be all
mine. Ain't nothing like them L.A. hoes, them Compton hoes, them Gardena hoes. Ain't nothing like them L.A. hoes, them Carson hoes, Inglewood hoes.
Pacific Ocean and palm trees, they steady talking on that palm tree. They keep you floating, know what I mean? But they ain't knowing, John P. From Compton to Hollywood, the club is popping. Will I go? I probably should. I hit the scene, I still the show is cocky, but the kicks is mean. The fit to go, you sloppy, cuz.
Nothing like them L.A. hoes, them Compton hoes, them Gardena hoes. Ain't nothing like them L.A. hoes, them Carson hoes, Inglewood.
Heart, L.A. Hoes.
Yo, West Coast all day.
Check out the Heart of Gold album.
Respect, man.
Available.
Yo. Y'all seen it first.
Music.
So,
okay.
So when's it dropping?
Right after this, I'm about to put up the link and post, tell them it's alive. So this was the first preview.
Hollywood Live. Exclusive.
Who did that?
That was awesome.
Whose vocal is that?
Right?
That's not Sylvia.
I don't think so. It ain't mine. I'm like, Missy already know Elliott.
Guys, okay, wait. We're going to get it. Since I have to tell you, since you said Missy Elliott, I interviewed a 16-year-old pop starlet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before the interview, and I was like, someone said something about Missy Elliott, and I was like, it's Yarnamnafwinya, it's Yarnamnafwinya. And she looked at me and she said, what language are you speaking? I was like, bitch, it's Missy Elliott. How old am I now? Like, I have a reference, Missy Elliott right now?
Like, girl, that was 2003. How old are you?
That's fine. She ain't with it. All right. Go ahead.
I gotta ask though, yes, funny sir. Question about the cars. Did you really have to wash all them cars, bro?
Yeah. Because I was gonna say, where was my invite? Because okay, my car,
like, the car wash was alive, yo.
It was lit. So, what I wanted to do was like, I was like, I came out not knowing what I was doing today. And I went and seen, like, somebody would be my sister in the car asleep. Yeah. Like, what you doing? And she like, why are you worried about me? Since you worried about me, you should need to wash my car. I'm like, shit, I ain't got nothing else to do. Right. I do it.
Did everybody pull up?
You feel me?
Like, and ain't that how it usually is?
I'm like, dang.
I love the subtleness. Love everybody it, has a necklace rocked by Stevie.
Hey. Respect. Yes, sir. Yes,
you know what I mean? Because you got to put it in people's faces so that people, you know what I mean? Because everyone's so sold on, oh, I need a gold chain. I need this.
Diamonds. VVS. Yeah.
Honey, yeah. Do some research on your rocks. Come on. You know what I mean? You may want to switch your flavor up. All right, so now we're going to drop this video today. I love it. It's great. I love the...
Thank you.
Of course, you would have choreography dancing around cars while washing them and make it work.
It's definitely a feel-good, for sure, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, yeah. Respect. Y'all felt so, good watching?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like, it just make matters. You want to be like, at like a cookout or something. Like,
respect.
Just, okay. And shout out to your dad coming on out. Shout out to John. Yeah. All right, look at that. With that jacket, looking all fly. And I love the suit you're wearing.
Oh, man. I wanted to, you know, play on, you know, the romper attention that everybody's doing right now. I wanted to show you that you can make a romper masculine.
Yeah, man, it's
and you did.
It's
close, you rocked man. That you rocked man. That romper right there.
100, bro. Okay. 100.
All right, so now we're going to ride with this for the summer. Are we going to put more videos?
I got another video ready.
Oh, you do?
To
okay.
release, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Triple Threat, starring Josh. She's the lead lady in the video. So, that's going to be coming soon. Maybe I can come and bring it to you guys again.
You already
know, okay.
You already know, though. Okay, and then, so now what's kind of the difference between, you know, this project and going into your next project? And I know you and me spoke about it, but I just kind of want people to get in your brain as far as... We talk to a lot of artists who work on multiple projects at the same time mm-hmm. and kind of figuring out the sound for each one. Talk about your experience and kind of putting each project together and what each one represents as its own entity.
Well, Heart of Gold was my introduction. Heart of Gold was my first time putting a collective of songs together of what I feel like represented me at the time. It was definitely more rap. You know, I have my sound with my, you know, harmonizing and arrangements. You know, arrangements is what I do. But it has my sound, but it's rapping. You know, it's hip-hop. It's hip-hop soul. This Heart to Heart, it's enlightenment. Every song is a message. Every song is going to leave you feeling like you received something that on a soul level. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's much more than just music on hearts. And the sound is just, it's unlike anything I can compare it to, you know?
Do you ever pay attention? Okay, so like, as I go on my journey with like rocks, crystals, energies, I go to sleep at night listening to decimals. Okay. Do you know what that is? With like a certain tone?
Yes, of course.
What have you tones? Ever? What hertz?
Yeah, like what frequency?
320 sun?
Okay. I'd be on 432.
Yeah, I have like four different ones that like, it depends on my day of what I like. There's like a seven something one that I'd be like. And like my roommates totally think I'm crazy. But then the more I listen to it, like there are certain ones you work out with, right?
Yeah.
And the sound makes you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. But it's just one tone. Mm-hmm. Have you ever somehow kind of, because like I would think if anyone is to do something like that, it would be
yes, of course. That's crazy that you actually brought that up. You know Corey J, DJ
yeah.
Corey J.
Yeah.
Corey J came and was talking to me about it, and it kind of made me shift my whole creation ideas and to make the music with these certain frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So Heart to Heart is on that.
Yes.
Like if you listen to Destiny, if you listen to Navigate, they have definitely the meditative qualities of binaural beats.
And they sound binaural beats. Thank you. That's where I'm going, because that's what I was trying to go with the galaxy. Like
yeah.
the sound of this album is just crazy.
Oh, I need this.
You're going to be really excited.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
And then I can't even imagine what live visuals you'll even put together for something like that, because that's, on a whole nother level.
I'm thinking about doing all short films for each song.
Oof.
Like 8 different ones.
We really need it. I'm sure we need it.
I mean, the way your family works, we know they get them short films done.
I was thinking about doing something like that, you know, just total different films for each one, but actually, you know, put in the work, because when you think about the value of a song in today's time, in the 80s and the 60s, the value of a song was so much higher. You you had to spend 3 days rehearsing it before you went in the studio. Yeah. When you went in the studio, you had the whole block, you know, so it's not the same.
Now,
no,
so
more.
You got 30 minutes before we get in the studio, so.
Yeah, so now I feel like to make things last, you have to produce more about it. Even videos, they don't last like they used to. It's simpler. So we have to expand our creative input to even make the content last.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying, the heart-to-heart stuff, it is going to last. So I'm going to make sure that it lasts.
I live for it. All right, you guys, so LA Hoes is going to be available on YouTube right after this show.
Yes.
So make sure you guys go check that out. And also Heart of Gold, is already available. You guys can check that out. Get the single LA Hoes. Just check out the album. You'll fall in love. And then we're going to get Heart to Heart in October.
Yes, I believe so. October.
Hopefully.
Yes.
We'll harass him.
Okay. For real.
Okay.
I need that.
Tell everyone where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Put Your Heart In It. That's PUTYAHEARTINIT. Put Your Heart In It. You know, you can follow us at Raw Media Family. That's the artist development company that I belong to. That helps me put everything together. Raw Media, without Raw Media Family, there is no Stevie Hearts. So you can follow them as well.
Boom. And Carter?
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. And if you guys have a video or you guys want to get on the show, send us an email to BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. So last week we had Gene Noble in the building. Unfortunately, due to our schedule, we couldn't have him perform live on the show. So we did something a little special for you, and we're going to show you it here tonight. So Gene Noble, take a look. He's singing off his new album, The Cost.
What up, y'all? I'm Gene Noble, and this is my new joint, Never Know, off my project called The Cost. Oh, yeah. Windows to your soul. I'm trying to open up the windows to your soul. I wanna make it love me, but you ain't tryna love me. You think I'm on the same shit, you think I'm just basic. Baby, it's not my fault that I didn't get to you before he did. You'd have never been mistreated, about to fall, but I could tell you're keeping this wall up. You're holding back, I'm giving it all up, but you never know. You never know, never know. Said I could have been the best you ever had. Yeah, 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 yeah. Could have been the one to help you make a man. Yeah, 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 yeah. But you never know. You never know. Windows to your soul. I'm trying to open up the windows to your soul. Windows to your soul. I'm trying to open up the windows to your soul. But you ain't trying to hear me. You're never getting with me. You think I'm on the same shit. You think I'm just basic. Baby, it's not my fault that I didn't get to you before he did. You'd have never been mistreated, about to fall. But
I could tell you're keeping this wall up. You're holding back from giving it all up. But you never know. Said I could have been the best you ever had. Yeah, 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 yeah. Could have been the one to help you make a man. Yeah, yeah, uh-uh. Yeah, 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 yeah. But you never know. You never know, never know. Maybe you'll never. Help you make a man, uh-huh. Hey, yeah, baby, yeah. Could have been the one, babe. Help you make a man, uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. But you never know. You never know, never know. Baby, you'll never know. You ever had, baby? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could have been the best you ever had, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Could have been the best you ever had, oh.
Yeah, follow me at I Am Gene Noble, IamGeneNoble, and check out my interview with Black Hollywood Live.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.